It's often said there are two seasons in the north, winter, and construction, and this year a few local projects could blend one into the next. By the time the city of North Bay and its hired contractors park their machinery and put down their slow signs, it will be just in time for the winter snow removal season on local streets, but multiple major infrastructure projects will be complete. See list below. The crews do their best all summer long to work safely and to keep community members moving through job sites in a safe and expeditious way. Be sure to remain vigilant while traveling through the remaining construction zones so everyone can go home safely to their families this fall, and always. The completion dates are confirmed for the remaining Open City of North Bay projects found below but are subject to change due to weather and other potential factors. Wallace Road, end of September. The removal of the old sewage pumping station and street restoration on Wallace Road is reducing traffic to one lane. Wallace Road, from the location of the old sewage pumping station to Lake Heights Road, will be paved with surface asphalt and granular materials will be installed along the shoulder of the road. Wallace will be open to one lane of traffic using temporary traffic lights between Lake Heights Road and Commerce Court, and local access to properties and businesses is being maintained. Trout Lake Road between Mountain View Drive and Lees Road, end of September. This reconstruction project is on track for completion by the end of September. As work wraps up, the public should also expect temporary traffic controls to vary as paving, shouldering, restoration and line painting continues. Judge Avenue, end of October. This project installs a second 16-inch large-diameter water main to provide drinking water to the West Ferris area, thereby greatly reducing the risk to the city's drinking water distribution system. The large water main installation project is using horizontal drilling to go under instead of through the busy intersection with Lakeshore Drive. It is in the final phase. Lees Road, November 11. The 2-kilometer-long Lees Road has been identified as being near the end of its useful life, and the maintenance needed to keep the road operational continues to increase. Lees Road experiences structural issues, including frost heaves, deteriorating drainage culverts, and safety concerns due to a lack of protection along the adjacent creek. Work occurs Monday to Friday between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Traffic will be reduced to one lane using temporary traffic control lights and/or flagging personnel, and delays should be expected. The ONR rail crossing on Lees Road is not part of the project and will be upgraded during a separate project. Local access will be maintained throughout the duration of the project. Algonquin Front Jane Intersection, November 11. This project's schedule calls for construction daily Monday to Friday between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Traffic will be reduced to one lane in all directions using temporary traffic control devices and/or flagging personnel. The work includes the construction of opposing left-turn lanes on Algonquin Avenue, the reconfiguration of the existing traffic signals, the rehabilitation of the surface asphalt from McLaren Street to Worthington Street, and the relocation of the Algonquin Regiment Memorial Monument and Flagpole to Memorial Park, located between 1st Avenue and 2nd Avenue. Parking will not be permitted anywhere on Algonquin Avenue between McLaren Street and Worthington Street or adjacent side streets. Access will be maintained to all residential and business driveways, with the exception of when infrastructure is being installed across their entrances. Pedestrians are asked to follow the directions provided by the contractor when walking in locations of active construction. Airport Road Sidewalk, November 11, work to extend the Kinsman Trail along Airport Road, between the intersection at Algonquin Avenue and the trailhead near the Davetti Club, is underway. A crew is working during the day, along the south side of Airport Road until the project's completion. The work includes the construction of an asphalt path and installation of curb and gutter, storm sewer, a retaining wall, road restoration, and the installation of storm sewers. Drivers are advised to consider adding extra time to their schedule or temporarily take an alternate route, as there may be short traffic delays while this project is underway. Ivanhoe Drive, July 2023. According to the city, this project will be substantially complete by December, but some work in the area will continue into July 2023. The project includes the full replacement of the storm sewers, sanitary sewers and water mains, and full reconstruction of the Birchhaven roadway with new curbs and gutters.